You know, the system of this world thrives on stirring up people's anger to elicit higher social media engagement and just overall talk in order to make money. It uses and abuses. It also thrives on tempting people to look for the bad in others and find excuses to hate others while disregarding God's word and love. Yet, does God stop loving when people ignore and scorn him? No. God's loyalty and love continue and surpass our most beautiful ideas. God is so good, so faithful, so kind, so powerful, so holy, so gracious, so true. He's waiting for people to turn to him. It's time for us all to praise God and focus on him instead of the darkness. It's time to savor the Savior's love and light. Enjoy the refreshment and beauty of repentance and forgiveness in Christ. Shine, love, live. Psalm 18:26 says, "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." Matthew 5:16. "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence, recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So stop scanning the newsfeed and the news for the bad. Instead, open the Bible and your heart as you ask the Lord to show you what is good. Focus on Him. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you in His Word. Be refreshed in the deepest part of you as you repent and receive Him who is true. Proverbs 3:7 through 8 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. It will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones." Oh, my friends, He loves you. He loves me too. Let's love Him and with His love, love others today. In Him, we exit the losing system of this dark world. In Him, we win. Ask the Lord to use you to share the good and see the good He is doing. Yes, focus on the good news instead of the bad. Acts 3:19 says, "So repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, and return to God. Seek His purpose for your life, so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You love us. We just ask that You would help us to share Your love with others. Share Your good news. Share the truth with love. We give You ourselves. We give You everything. All prayer requests. And Lord, we repent. We turn from things that are not of You and turn to You. Lord Jesus, we believe You died on the cross personally for us, and that You rose again, conquering sin and death. We turn to You now and welcome You as Savior and Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You. And we pray for Your best for all prayer requests, all concerns on people's hearts. Please draw everyone close to Yourself right now. We glorify You together. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week: share the gospel with action and words. Call a friend and remind them that you're there for them.